Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
Hallelujah. Yes, God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. And this is Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and we have our co-host with us, our co-host couple. Hallelujah. I like that. Our co-host couple with us tonight. Amen. Elder Philip Harkey and his lovely wife, lovely and anointed wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Hallelujah. So welcome, welcome, everyone. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One. Hallelujah. You are the Lord, our Healer. You arise over us with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. You see all. You know all. You don't miss anything in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that our lives are in your hands. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And we bless your name for doing exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you, Lord God, that your healing, hallelujah, goes forth in an awesome way tonight. And we bless your name for it, even now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, hello, Harkey family.
Hello.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Beautiful to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear you all, too. You know, I went on vacation, and we are back. On vacation, we want on vacation from all of our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. We don't do that very often, but we needed a vacation after not going for 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad you did.
Yeah, so it was a good vacation, family reunion, saw a lot of family, and now we are recuperating from our wonderful good time.
Yeah.
Amen. I was trying to think if I saw any healings. We did pray for healing while we were there. We prayed for, and it was beautiful to see the whole family join in prayer. And we prayed for one of my cousins who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she made it through, but it came back. And this time what they're talking about doing before this month is over is a radical mastectomy. So the family was praying over her, and the main thing is, you know, that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
And so we did pray over her, and one thing that we like to pray for today, as well as we have opportunity today, is that family members are being diagnosed with COVID since we left each other. Yeah.
Okay.
And before we left, found out that there was one among us on 2 days, Friday and Saturday. They were both outdoor events. And so this person was diagnosed with COVID among us.
Mm-hmm.
So since that time, I'm trying to count how many family members have been diagnosed with as COVID positive since then. I'm going to say at least 6 people.
Well, we'll just pray that they sail right through it. I went through COVID 3 times, and I sailed right through it, and they try to tell me that I have an immune system, that there's no way I could sail right through it. But in Jesus' name, I sailed right through it, and we're just going to pray that these people sail right through it, that the glory will fall upon them, and that they will sail right through it. I know a man of God and his wife that just recently had it, and they sailed right through it. They came through it. So we're just going to believe God that these people are going to, your family members right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every family member that is related to Sister Barbara, that they will sail right through this COVID, that it won't even be any trouble, but that this will be easy. I pray in Jesus' name that they will sail through it, that it will be every bit as easy as it was for me, if not easier. Lord, I pray that nothing drastic will come of this virus. We curse this virus in Jesus' name.
We do.
In Jesus' name, we curse this virus.
We do.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just came on me to pray right then.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We definitely receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, so now we usually have a word from the Lord, and I'd say the thing about the COVID, you know, that was a word. Hallelujah. And,
yes, it was.
Hallelujah. And if anyone else is experiencing that in themselves or in their family, let us know about that, you know, as we're on the line tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and God is going to show some more. He's going to show some more prophetically of to be healed tonight. But in the meantime, I have someone on the line who has their number one key on. As soon as they got on the line, area code 910. Hallelujah. And so if there's anything going on in your body, just want to tell everybody that you can press your number one key. Don't be shy. Because I know we have 2 hours, not quite 2 hours now, but 1 hour and 50 minutes, but believe me, it will go quickly. So if there's anything that you think you need prayer for, please press your number one key, ASAP. Amen. I see you, Minister Rachel. Praise God. Okay, so we're going to open up the line first to area code 910. And
hello?
It feels like I should praise God. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. God bless. I would like... my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. You've been with us before, Keisha?
Yeah, like at least once a year I catch you guys. You guys have been on for like at least 3 years, right? So I've been calling in at least once a year. I know. I remember you. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, well, hey, Keisha. Thank you. Welcome for your annual visit.
Thank you
we
for
welcome
having me. my right leg or right knee is hurting. It's kind of throbbing a little bit, and also weight loss. So I'm hoping that I can find the right regimen to help me with losing weight and to stay on it, you know.
Yeah, we understand that, Keisha. So tell us about your leg. What's going on with your leg?
I don't know. I was told it was because I'm flat foot. I'm getting big, and I'm already flat footed. This doctor was telling me it might be like it, like the muscle was being pulled down, and then I got hit by a car. I didn't really get hit by a car, but it bumped me on this knee, and like it's been throbbing on and off. So it's no bruising or nothing. It's just, you know, it's like every once in a while, you know, it's like a little inflammation. It just comes up for like a second and then goes down. So yeah.
Is your right knee bothering you worse than the left knee, or is it the same?
The left knee is no problem. It's the right knee.
I know that when my husband prays for you that you're going to be healed, because I'm having pain in that knee. I know you're going to be healed.
Glory to God.
Yes. So I'm going to have him lay hands on my knee for you, and that knee is going to be healed. And what else do you need prayer for the weight to come off?
Yeah, I would like for some weight. I mean, I am big, but I just need 20 pounds, and I'll be okay. If I can get rid of 20 pounds, I can deal with the weight at that level, you know.
Well, you know what? As he prays for me for that, he'll pray for you for that. He can pray for me for that, because that's exactly what I'm wanting to lose right now, too. So we're in it together.
We're all in the same boat. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
I touch and agree then. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And are you having pain now?
Are you having pain now, he wants to know, in your right leg?
It did kind of flare up today, and like it's a little tender. Yeah, it's a little tender right now.
Okay.
You know, now that you're saying something. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to lay my wife's right leg as a point of contact, and I'm going to pray over you.
Yes. Okay.
Lord, I thank you for you shared our annual visit. Oh, Lord, thank you. You're ready to visit her. As I lay hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on my wife's leg, I let this Holy Ghost power flow out of our hands into her body. I command whatever has been done, whatever has been bumped by the car, or any other problem, any other cause of pain or inflammation or discomfort or lack of mobility, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke and take authority over you, and I command in the name of Jesus, healing begins in this knee by the Holy Ghost. Because of the anointing that is upon us, because of the anointing that is flowing from us as a group and me as an individual, I loose this anointing into her right knee. I command all pain, any stiffness, any kind of hindrance to be gone in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to give her complete mobility, full flexibility in Jesus' mighty, lovely name. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. There's still power flowing in you.
Glory to
you. Gonna,
thank you, Jesus.
Let that continue. Let that continue. There's still power flowing in your way. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
A lot of times we pray more than once as needed. But is there any way you could test yourself out, or is this one of those things that you're just going to have to wait and see? Which is this?
No. Actually, prayed. First of all, my left ankle did something, and then it did kind of. You know, the sensitivity has gone away. But also, like, I guess I was feeling a little tense, and all of a sudden I just felt myself, like, you know, just relaxing. And so, yeah, I definitely, I felt it. I did. I felt everything and more.
Praise Jesus.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you, Lord. God bless you. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Praise you, Lord.
Well, hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Amen. So you got a little bonus in there too, huh?
yeah, I know. Yeah, I was so surprised when my neck and my shoulders just relaxed all of a sudden. I felt myself breathing. You know, sometimes you don't pay attention to your breath and how you know how stressed you are. And maybe that's what it was. It's just stress causing my knee. Because I feel good now, you know, I feel more relaxed, more, yeah.
So
I really appreciate that. God bless you. Yes.
I'm going to advise you to, go as natural as you can with your food and eat as early as you can and try to do without eating in the evening. That seems to work pretty good for me, and I think maybe it'll work good for you.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking, because if you go to sleep on food, it's just going to pile up because you're not doing that all night.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Yeah. I thought about that, too. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll switch around my, you know, my meals and stuff. That sounds like a good idea.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So,
okay. Thank you so much.
Well, we want to thank God, and we're going to seal that healing. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that what
Jesus.
You're feeling right now is sealed in you by his Holy Spirit, and that tension
yes.
around your neck and your shoulders and that was in that ankle, that will not come back anymore forever in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
And we give
Amen.
God praise and glory, and that you can come more often. But at least make sure you check on us once a year. Come and get your annual checkup. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
And let us know what's going on. Well, you know,
okay,
when you go to
I
the
will.
Doctor, when they tell you to come back once a year, you know you're doing good. Amen.
The weight I could do better with, but yeah, but you're right. I don't have a lot of ailments, but that's about it, so. Thanks again. And I'll keep up with you. I'll try to keep up every couple of weeks.
Only once a month.
Okay.
I want to play the song
good.
Before you go. Look what the Lord
okay.
has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Thank you.
Okay.
Hallelujah. All right. Have a blessed
I'm going to have to look at her. All right. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Look what the Lord has done. Karen Wheaton is her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. I will. I will. Bye-bye. All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
You too.
Lord.
Okay. Amen. For those who just joined, we were praying with Keisha, and the Lord gave her a bonus. She just wanted a prayer about her leg and her weight, and then once the prayer got started, Keisha, well, not only did her leg start feeling better, but her ankle and her neck and her shoulder, and she felt relaxed. Hallelujah. So I say this is a bonus night. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we prayed earlier for people who are experiencing COVID. Hallelujah. Amen. And that it'll just they'll just sail right through it. Hallelujah. Sailing, sailing, sailing right through it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen, amen. Okay, Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Oh, God bless you all. Now, what I'm praying
amen.
For
God
is,
bless you too.
I am so grateful. I just wanted to pray that the fever will not come back to my grandson, because a couple of days, some days ago, he had a really high fever. And also my son Marcus was going through like serious bleeding through his nose and his mouth. And I just, you know, I want that never to come back, because that was, you know, not an experience that I want to experience again. I'm like, geez, well, and my, and some of our other children sneezing and things like that. So I just thank God that y'all did pray about COVID and things like that. I didn't know of any of that, but I just thank God that y'all did that. So I'm just praying for preventive measures that don't go into no one else, and that it be stopped in its tracks in the name of Jesus, and that it will not take its course or run its course in any of us, because we stand on God's word, Isaiah 53:5.
Amen. So you were saying, who is it? There was Marcus who's been bleeding?
Yeah, today, I thank God he's not bleeding out of his nose and mouth. It was not a little bit. I'm going to just say it like that. But he's fine now, and I just don't want that to come back anymore, ever. Well, anyone else, I thank God for when God had you to pray before for my daughter Renee, the way it was coming out of her eye, and I think it was her eye, her nose, or her mouth. I know it was coming out of her eye at one point, her nose, but it never came back. And so I want God to do the same thing that he did for my daughter, for my son as well.
Amen.
Okay. All righty. So no bleeding right now, but you just want it to be
that it'll never come back, that I'll never see it again.
Okay.
For Marcus.
All right. For Marcus, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and no fever for my grandson anymore. No more of that, because he was my little grandson. He had a bad temperature. I mean, he was burning up. And now everything seems calm now.
Thank
with his body. And I want him to stay. I want, you know, the prayer that I wanted is that God will just keep it away from them, the nosebleeds and the fever and stuff like that. Any senses won't go on none of the children. That he'll see
healing.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, Lord, we lift up Rachel and her family to you. And first of all, there's a couple of conditions. We come against the bleeding in the name of Jesus. It seems to have stopped from the nose and the mouth. But in the mighty name of Jesus, we order you not to come back. We speak over her son in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we say, nose, remain healed. Mouth, remain healed. And whatever was the cause of this condition, we totally rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we order you, do not come back. You are illegal. You have been excommunicated. You have been thrown out in Jesus' name. And we demand that you not come back in Jesus' name. You are off limits. You are off limits in Jesus' name. You are evicted in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not return. Nose remain healed. Mouth remain healed in Jesus' name. Now the grandson put the fever. Lord, we thank you that you have healed. And we're gonna keep it healed. We speak to you, fever, and the cause of it. In Jesus' name, you stay away from that grandson. Condition, you do not come back in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We order you to be gone and stay gone in Jesus' name. And you will not attach yourself to any other family member. We cast you forth out of the home, away from everybody in the family. And in Jesus' name we say healing and peace and safety over the whole family in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise from this moment going forth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Glory
you for calling in. Praise God.
Glory to you.
Amen. And I
thank
just want to say, Father, we thank you for Minister Rachel, the strength that you've given her, Lord God, the wisdom, the direction that you've given to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as she's going through all that, those different things with her children, Lord God. We thank you that you continue to strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit and giving her that wisdom to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it, Lord.
Yes.
And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Well, keep us posted. Hallelujah. And
yes.
And we believe the report of the Lord. That's the song that's been in my head all day. Whose report?
Yes.
Will you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His report says I am healed. His report says I am filled. His report says I am free. His report says victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we
Amen.
Believe his report over your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line now for, I usually open it up for Pastor Mom first. What is my issue today? She's usually first of everybody. I think she's asleep, though. I'm not for sure. Okay, but Pastor Catherine, we're going to open up the line for you and Pastor Mom.
All right. Here's Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Well, hello.
We're glad to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
And glad to be here. Thank you, Lord.
Did you want prayer for something, Pastor Mom?
Huh? This is my car.
Did you want prayer for anything, Pastor Mom?
She said pray for her cough.
Oh, the cough. Okay.
We can do that.
How long has this cough been trying to hang around?
I guess the past couple of days. We've been hearing it like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
We're eager to pray against coughs. I really despise coughs. Okay. Is it like more of a chest thing or is it more of a throat thing?
It's like a chest thing.
The chest thing. We're gonna get
but
to that
but
chest
nothing's
thing
coming up though. I don't think.
Okay.
Is any mucus coming up, Pastor Mom?
No.
Yeah, sometimes it does. Sometimes it does because she has lots of tissues here.
Okay.
Every now and then something comes up, but a lot of times it doesn't. But it's a deep kind of a chesty kind of a cough.
Yes.
Oh. All right.
Heavenly Father.
Pray, Mom.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
I lay my hands on my wife's chest to reach a point of contact for Pastor Mom. As anointing flows out of our hands, and Pastor Mom is well noted for being a very quick receiver, I loose this anointing out of our arms and our hands as it flows into Pastor Mom's chest. Cause of the cough, we take authority over you and we overthrow you in Jesus' name. Symptoms of coughing, we command you to cease. Cause of coughing, anything wrong in the chest, any kind of bacteria, any kind of reaction, any kind of allergy, any kind of virus, we take authority over you in Jesus' name, and we order you off the premises and get out. As we loose this anointing out of our hands, we speak healing begins in her chest now.
All right.
Healing begins in her chest now in Jesus' mighty name. And we loose this anointing to flow into her.
Amen.
Reduce the cough, get rid of the cough, and getting rid of the cause of it in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. Your anointing has gone into Pastor Mom. She's a very eager recipient. And I thank you. She will show the manifestation of this healing in a quick manner. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your child.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And I wanted to say, last month you prayed for Pastor Mom's arm to be healed.
We did.
Prior to us praying for it last month in June, she would have, we would put aspirin cream on it at least several times a day. And after the prayer, I don't think we put any aspirin cream on it until today. Because when
wow.
I put it on, it's like, it's been a month, you know, and I started praying. I was like, hey, this healing was sealed. You know, you can't bring back this pain. And today it looked like
right.
It tried to come back really, you know, a lot where we had to put a heating pad on her and everything on that arm. But we're just, and you might want to pray for the arm one more time.
Yeah, I think we probably should.
And,
I think we probably should.
And that's the cost. You heard it?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Lord, I
yeah.
thank you. I thank you, Lord, that your anointing is working in Pastor Mom's chest. It is destroying the cost. It is destroying the cause of the cough, any kind of germ, bacteria, virus, allergy, whatever. You are being destroyed by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And in Jesus' name, The coughing will cease. There will be no more coughing. There will be no more congestion or anything else. In Jesus' name. Now, as far as this arm goes, you were healed.
Thank you.
Pastor Mom received healing. You are not going back to the way you were. And whatever was causing pain, in Jesus' name, you are not allowed back on. You are not allowed back in. The door is shut. You are not a part of Pastor Mom's life. And we rebuke you for even trying to come back on. In Jesus' name, pack your bags and be gone. Her healing was sealed last month, and it's still sealed. Take your bags and leave in Jesus' name. All pain be gone by the power of the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. And we give you glory. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Well,
you're so welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Oh, thank you very much.
We love you, and we're glad you called in. You're a blessing.
Okay.
Hey, Pastor Catherine, did you want to say anything?
Yeah. I wanted to give my testimony from last week. And what I got last week, I'm expecting the same thing this week, because God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he did it once, he's going to do it again. However, I had problems with my throat. It was just sore from the top down to the bottom. And Minister Linda prayed for me. And I'll tell you, it wasn't any different the night when I laid down. But when I got up the next morning, Minister Linda, it was all gone. I could not believe it. Because
praise
it was
you,
so
Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
that's
you,
so
Jesus.
Wonderful.
Thank you, precious.
That's
Lord.
Just.
Well, I want to just wonderful. Say thank you all so much for the prayers. But I too need prayer tonight because I have the symptoms. I won't say I have anything. I have symptoms of the COVID. And I need prayer also for the cough too.
Okay. Okay.
Jesus.
All right. Well,
yes, Jesus.
We're going to just take care of this. Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we lift up Pastor Catherine to you right
yes,
now.
Yes, Jesus.
As you have been so faithful to heal her soul
yes,
many
Jesus.
Times, you
yes,
will, we
Jesus.
Know and believe that you will be faithful now.
Yes,
so we lift her before you, and if she does have the COVID or whatever, we command every symptom to be broken.
Yes, Jesus.
No fever,
yes,
no pains, no aches, no tiredness,
yes,
nothing in Jesus' name.
In Jesus
we
name.
Take authority
Lord,
over you.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
You are nothing but a virus.
Yes.
And Jesus is Lord over viruses. We rebuke you by the power of his mm-hmm. name. We order you to get off of Pastor Catherine's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And we speak healing and life and strength to her body. Top to bottom, head to toe. And
yes,
in the name of Jesus, we declare and we speak it and we break this off of you by the power of Jesus' name. And we thank you that you will have a supernatural recovery and you will be even shot yourself, I decree in Jesus' name. I decree in the name of Jesus, you will even be shot yourself.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Fast, in Jesus' name, everything dissipates and you are restored to wholeness in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I felt
name.
Led to say that last part. Don't normally say that kind of stuff. But I felt led, and it just popped on. It just started to flow right on out. So we just went with it. So I'm going to claim that as a prophetic utterance, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Normally I wouldn't talk that way, but that's the way I was led.
So thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Lord, praise God.
Amen.
Hey, thank you all so much. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Whoa.
Amen. All right. Praise God. Have a blessed night. Love you, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom.
Okay, love you all.
Love you. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah.
Glory. It's got to happen. It's got to
Okay. All right. We have Sister Debbie. Praise God. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
And I was just calling to ask for a prayer for my grandson, Aiden. He had to have surgery Monday, and they said everything went good, no complication. And yesterday they were worried about his blood pressure, but that went down. I prayed with him at his bedside, and he's doing good. So I just wanted to have you all to just continue to pray for him. For his healing.
Amen. So, Aiden was the one that he was having issues with his heart when he was born, a hole in his heart.
Yes.
The
hole.
Oh, okay.
The aorta.
And what did he go to surgery for? What did he go into surgery for? For his heart?
To repair the aorta, to close it. And he's breathing better. And he's not wheezing. And everything looks good.
Okay.
And what was the surgery for?
For that aorta. Help him breathe better.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, the surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. All right. Lord, we thank you for Aiden. We thank you for the miracles that you've done in his body. And so we are coming to you specifically for a speedy, supernatural recovery from this surgery. We are asking you to come down and speed up the healing process. We're asking you to supercharge the healing process. We're asking you to speed it up and cause everything to go supernaturally fast and in the right direction with no complications. So this is what we're asking you for. This is what we're trusting you for. Aiden is a miracle baby, and we thank you for his life and for his testimonies even before he can talk. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you're touching him and giving him a supernatural recovery with no complications and no hindrances in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we continue to pray for Monica. Hallelujah. As she goes through everything with Aiden, Monica, and the family in the name of Jesus. And
yes.
We just pray strength over Monica and the family in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Strength to go through all that they've been through and anything else that they will go through. Hallelujah, and peace beyond all understanding. Guard their hearts and their minds by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Debbie, for calling in and, you know,
Lord,
continue
Lord.
To let us know what's going on.
Thank
Lord,
you, I will.
God.
Okay, all right. Love you. God bless.
We love you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. We don't see any other
amen.
Number one keys. 15 minutes now. Last month, I think we ended in an hour. About an hour.
Well.
God did a lot. last month.
Yeah.
But God did a lot, and he's doing a lot today as well.
He's a fast God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory.
So, anyone else, if you, you know, you like some prayer, we'd be happy to pray for you. Press your number one key. Amen. Now, I know that I got a text from Reverend Treva, who's on the line. I got a text from her earlier. Oh, she texted me just now. How about that? She's praying for her sister's fiance, Morris. He's been very sick. He's been in remission from cancer. We're standing for his total healing in Jesus' name. And then she said, as she was praying for Pastor Mom, God began healing her. She's been wheezing for several days. The wheezing has stopped just now. Thank you, Jesus.
That's
hallelujah.
That's just wow.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord, that you can even do such things, that you just show off like that. We give you praise. We give you glory. That you would even that allow us to know that you're doing these kind of things and to be a part of watching what you're doing. We totally thank you, Lord. You're wonderful, and we love you, and we bless you, and we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now what? Repeat to me again. My mind's forgetting already. What we're going to pray for?
Oh, okay. Well, she said, for her sister's fiance, Morris.
Okay.
He's been very sick, and he's been in remission from cancer, and they're standing for his total healing. So that's the prayer part. And then she said she had been wheezing and continuing to she had, I think, cold symptoms, chest congestion, bronchitis, and COVID symptoms. So we'll pray for Morris and for Reverend Treva.
Okay.
But let's start with the cancer.
Yes. Lord, we thank you for Morris in Jesus' name. We refuse to let cancer come back in the name of Jesus. Even the doctors know that he's in remission. We take authority over every form of cancer in the name of Jesus, and we rebuke you as an evil force, as something that is illegal, diabolical, wrong, and not allowed in Jesus' name. We speak over Morris. And we declare healing over him. All sickness in the name of Jesus, we command you to leave. We rebuke you by the power of Jesus' name. We order you to leave. All sickness and all forms of cancer, you stay away. You've been gone. You get away and you stay gone in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you're big enough to do it. You're powerful enough to do it. Nothing can stand before you, Lord. And we give you praise because of that.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We pray over her. Every form of sickness in Jesus' name. Any kind of breathing trouble. Any kind of, yes, there it is. Okay, power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Power going in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to manifest yourself strongly on her behalf. No symptoms, no more sickness in Jesus' name. No more chest problems in Jesus' name. No, we loose the anointing. We loose the anointing out of our hands in Jesus' name. The anointing is more powerful. It drives out sickness. It drives out the cause and the origin of the sickness. And it drives out the symptoms of it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that your power is greater than ever. Your power is greater than all. We thank you, Lord, for healing, healing, healing in Jesus' name. You have anything you want to add, little Linda? No?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Merciful. Praise be unto you. You are worthy.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen.
All right. Praise God.
Amen. Now, I just remembered what you wanted to know about earlier, and that was Pastor Catherine. Oh, I know you're probably busy right now, Pastor Catherine. But we wanted to find out about the adrenal gland. I'm going to open up the line, Pastor Catherine. I'm trying to give you a minute in case you need to reposition yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Pastor Catherine?
Yes, they're still running tests. I don't go back to the doctor in 6 months, and they will have all the tests. They will have everything by then.
Oh, okay. So it must not be something that's that's really detrimental if they're telling you to come back in 6 months.
Right.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm awesome. still going through because I have one more test to take.
Okay.
So continue to keep me in
prayer
for that.
Are you still feeling something below your breastbone?
You said my what?
I thought below your breastbone. Were you feeling something?
Oh no, that's gone too.
Well, we pray.
Okay.
So. All
right. Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank the Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God,
Lord,
you know, God is a healer. Amen.
Lord, I'm just getting blessed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Just getting blessed all over.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
That's
Lord,
just
you
wonderful.
Amen.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you for testifying. Hallelujah. Wow.
Amen. Oh, I'll turn your... Okay. Thank you. All right. Anyone else?
Well, I have a special prayer request that I would like you to lead, Sister Barbara. My friend Terry, who gets on quite often, her fiance is dealing with thyroid cancer, and he is having a test and surgery scheduled for Tuesday. And I'd really like you to lead us in prayer that he'll come through that and that God will completely heal him. His name is Paul. You've gotten to know Terry because she's called in quite a bit. They were pretty wore out, and we're just praying she wasn't able to call in tonight, but would really appreciate our prayers.
Okay. So Paul was Terry's fiance.
Yes. He's got thyroid cancer.
Okay.
And they're doing a surgery, and they're going to have to treat it. And there's one little test they're having to do before the surgery, but they think it's just precautionary. It's not something that should stop the surgery. Surgery is scheduled for Tuesday.
Okay. Scheduled for Tuesday. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name,
Thank
Lord
you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We,
Thank you, Jesus.
We join our faith together right now with everyone who's praying for Paul. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Father
Jesus.
God. That you just touch Paul from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Thank you,
thank
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
That you just go all on the inside of him, even to
yes,
the DNA
Jesus.
Level. The DNA
yes,
level.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
touching
you, Jesus.
Every
thank
cell,
you, Jesus.
Organ, issue, every system of his body, his soul, and his spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. And this,
thank you, Jesus.
The surgery that they're planning for Tuesday, whatever they're going to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord God, that you touch the surgeon's hands, those who are there
yes.
assisting, that you touch their hands, Lord God.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
Then you,
yes.
their hearts and their minds in the name of Jesus, that they won't be operating out of their education, they won't be operating out of their experience, but they'll be operating out of the anointing. Hallelujah. That your
yes.
anointing
yes,
is upon in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Ask you,
Jesus.
Lord God. I mean, we thank you that if you want to use the surgeons as your hand, then that's fine, too. And, Lord,
yes,
we
Jesus.
Also just heal him, even without the surgery.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Heal
yes,
him.
Jesus. Do a miracle.
Now, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
My grandmother used to say, Lord, give him a miracle. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
And I just see in the spirit, like the Lord just arising over him with healing
yes,
in his
Jesus.
Wind. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
He's just arising
yes,
over
him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
like
Jesus.
Bright, shiny cloud.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
doing
Jesus.
It, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
healing
Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. We
yes,
give you
Jesus.
Praise. We give you glory for it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, precious Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, precious Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are wonderful, Lord. You are everything, Lord. You are
Lord.
Wonderful, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
bless
Jesus,
your name.
Precious Savior.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Yes.
I am the Lord. Your healer.
Yes, Jesus.
I set my
yes,
way
Jesus.
And healed all disease.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am born. your healer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes, thank you,
miracles,
Lord.
Wonders.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
We may not see
thank
them
you,
all
Jesus.
Today, following. And that's been the word today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prayer that happened last month. The healing manifested. Signs and wonders.
Yes,
miracles followed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
My Lord, said, just continue to trust me for your healing. Continue to trust
yes,
me. Hallelujah. Continue to trust my word. Continue to stand on my word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Of God stands
thank
forever.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I can just see by the Spirit of the Lord that ones are pressing in with us and just praying. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. Just continue to join
yes.
in with us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you for your healing.
Jesus.
Thank you for doing
thank
it, Lord you, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
praise you,
Lord
Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God.
Yes.
Praise
you,
Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
We
praise you, Lord God.
We worship you.
Praise you,
manifest
Lord
Jesus. Manifest this happening.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In our homes, in our bodies, hallelujah,
yes,
in
Jesus.
The present and in the future. Thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. We thank you now, Lord. We praise you now, Lord. Before our eyes can see, before our mind can conceive, we thank you. Sare de suri asi kera la kason de ri ashi. Ishon de bora ba yesi kan de ri osi kera ri asa. Soroho kukukuri sa kukuri ri amoso kore ra osi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
I heard something that I'm just going to say what I heard. The Lord said, when
okay.
I open the door for you, when
yes.
I open that door, you run through it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't hesitate. Run through it. Glory to God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Praise
you, Jesus. Praise you.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
You.
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Sweet Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Sweet Heavenly Dove.
Yes, Jesus.
Rise here with God, filling us with your love.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. We lift our hands and say, without a doubt we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Thank you. Thank you for reviving us, renewing us, and restoring us, Lord. Hallelujah. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, precious Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Lord God. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Glory
and honor to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Bless you, mighty God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, praise your name.
Thank God. Great God, awesome God, true and living God. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, amen, amen. The word that we got today for healing was in the chest area.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, any kind of chest pain. Amen. If anybody's going through that, you know, press your number one key and we'll pray with you. There's a sweet, sweet spirit here. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
And we know it is the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
As we were just spending time and praying in the spirit, and worshiping and praising the Lord.
Yes, minister, praise your name.
Reverend Treva, Reverend Treva, that I receive. Amen. Amen. I think others received as well. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Everybody praise who's Jesus. Been on. Who was on the line with us is still here. So people
yes.
are
praise
the Lord. We
praise
thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Just a different experience.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Bye.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord God.
You know, there might be people even still now while we're just worshiping, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh yes.
Don't know it for sure.
Oh yes, we had many healings before last, and we also had many healings on Sunday, and we had prayer for my daughter that they thought that she might have a molar pregnancy, and then she wouldn't be able to carry a baby again for quite a while because they said that there was a scare of cancer, and her blood levels were getting really good. So things are looking really up for her that she'll be able to try to get pregnant again. So
hallelujah.
That is a real answer to prayer because we were heartbroken over the loss of the baby, but they were really frightened that she could have a molar pregnancy and that could then she'd have to be treated for cancer, and the blood levels are going down exactly the way they should. So praise you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
She's only 19, and I did not believe God wanted that for her. I did not believe that at all.
Amen.
And her blood levels are going where they're supposed to be.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give our heartfelt condolences to you and your family.
Yes.
I know that
it's,
that was a tough thing to go through. And then, you know, I'm looking at the good part of it, and that's a blessing.
She's given, you know, the baby a name. I think the name was something like Riley, something like that. I can't quite remember, but she did decide to name the baby. She has a memory box for the baby. And this child, there was a letter that if love could have kept this baby here, it surely would have been here. And, I believe God will bless them with another child very soon. And they'll have that
Amen.
One for eternity in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. But then the scare of cancer was, you know, really bad upon her. And thank God that that is not anything of that type. The blood levels are going down the way that they're supposed to.
Beautiful.
So that is very, very good.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to just take a moment and talk about we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, and then I'll talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family and broadcast, and you all can come back and with closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe God has done and is still doing all that he's doing. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. The Lord loves us so much, and he wants all of us to be saved. Amen. And he went through great expense for us to be saved and to be healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. That's some kind of love right there. That's a love that'll last you through eternity. And that's what he gave through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants us to be saved. And in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So we're going to pray that prayer because, and believing in your heart is making a choice to believe, you know, to believe what the Bible says about Jesus, that God sent him here, and that if we believe in him and that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Amen. In the natural, it doesn't make any sense. That's not enough. You need to do more. But Jesus did the greater part, and all we have to do is believe, make a choice to believe. None of us were here 2,000 years ago, so we have to do this by faith. Amen, and believe it. Glory to God. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer today, even though it sounds so simple, I just want you to know for sure that the Bible says you are born again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. We want to welcome you as our brother or sister in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we'll pray over you now. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. That right now, they are a part of your glorious kingdom in the name of Jesus. They're an heir, hallelujah, a joint heir with Christ, with all the right privileges and the honor that comes with being a child of God, hallelujah. We ask you right now to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to read the Bible and understand it in the name of Jesus, and power to pray in their prayer language in Jesus' name. All of us have a prayer language that comes right from the very Spirit of God, and we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that they have the power to do that as well in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And now we want to invite you as a child of God, hallelujah, to go to the house of God so you can learn more about the Lord and grow in the things of God. You have a Bible-believing church in your neighborhood or around you. Please go to your Bible-believing church. And then at the same time, we invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Now, our family of broadcasts has been designed to help you learn and grow wherever you are. We have people, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, who are all over the country, who call in and learn and grow in the things of God. So we'll start with tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We have our Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. And our guest speaker for the rest of this month is Pastor Erica Spencer. And she is from McKinney, Texas. She is a fiery preacher. Praise God. So we're looking forward. We're going to interview her a little bit, but I'm sure some preaching is going to come out with that. So we'll interview her for the next two Thursdays. And then on the 28th, we're going to let her loose and let her preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I know that we're going to hear some preaching as we go. Praise God. Amen. And then on Sunday, hallelujah, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And to listen to our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, you call the same number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. So you can just call in and be a part of it. On Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have our Bible teaching. It's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. Excellent teacher. And so she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. So Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And you know we're looking for volunteers to pray about 15 minutes at a time to pray in tongues. So we have four people to pray in tongues 15 minutes at a time, about 15 minutes. And then after that, we have interpretation of tongues. Now, I'm telling you, this interpretation of tongues has been completely awesome. And I was looking back at previous interpretations, and I think most people know about Roe v. Wade being overturned, but there was a word that we got through interpretation, and the word was abortion is gone with the wind. And then there was another one about abortion as well. Abortion, no more, no more, no more. So however you feel about that, that was the interpretation that came through over 2 years ago. And nobody could conceive that would happen. So, you know, join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. The Lord is telling us some secrets. Praise God. Amen. And then this broadcast on Wednesday, this broadcast is once a month, every second Wednesday of the month. The next one will be Wednesday, August the 17th. And that's, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And this broadcast is Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. And you are the Healing Community. Praise hallelujah. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And I did not say that on this Sunday, the 17th, I will be preaching. And the 17th and the 24th. And I believe this could be the end of our salvation series. We're doing quite an extensive salvation series, but it has been good, fun, and informative. Amen. And we talked about the three parts of salvation, and that is justification, sanctification, and glorification. And now we're at the part we're talking about glorification. You know, what happens when we get to heaven? What's that going to look like? Amen. And when we are glorified, what we found out, we're glorified together. We don't get glorified one by one. We're the body of Christ. We get glorified together. Amen. Amen. So join us. Learn and grow. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. So we're going to open up the line for the Harkey to hear from them. Closing remark and closing prayer. Praise God. Did I not? Okay.
I just really, really felt that we needed to strongly pray against the COVID. And I will continue. I believe that what we pray tonight against the COVID is sealed, and I will continue to pray against COVID that is hitting our brothers and sisters, that they will just sail right through it, and that it won't even be as though it was anything but a minor cold, but that they will come right through it.
Amen.
And you know, when I had it, it did make me excessively, you know, weak and tired, but that just allowed me to have more time to get into God's presence because I couldn't do other things. And I just want to encourage people that you do not, if you do go through something like this, you don't have to look at it as a sickness and a death. God's going to bring you through, and you have to believe that. There's so much scare tactics out there, and I just don't want people to grab hold of it.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Well, praise God. I'm just
Hallelujah.
Thankful to be here.
I always am.
I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for those who are so faithful to call in. We appreciate you. I might not see you because we're on this media that's, you know, via the phone and so forth, but we appreciate you, and we thank you for your prayers, your presence, joining in prayers for the people that call in. And I would like to say thank you to Apostle Kizzy for always doing such a fantastic job. She's very good at what she does. She makes it look easy. And I am involved with other ministries where it takes 2 to 3 people to do all that she does in these broadcasts, and she makes it look so easy.
Praise God.
She keeps records of all the healings. She keeps the conversation flowing. She knows how to, you know, get people on the air and off the air and so forth without any problems. And she does all of that. And sometimes does the praying or the ministry.
Yes, Jesus.
You know, and that is not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
And I just want to say, I'm going to repeat, I'm involved with other ministries that we also know and love, but sometimes it takes 2 to 3 people to do what Apostle Kizzy is doing, you know? And so I just want to say my hat's off to her. She does a fantastic job. And she makes it look easy, but it's not. And we thank God for her. And I want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
God. Praise God.
So,
hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's what I want to say.
Praise you, Jesus.
So you want to go to prayer?
Thank you, Elder.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
It's all God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
It is all God.
Right.
If he weren't pushing the buttons and doing the stuff, I don't know that he would come down and push it for you. You know what I mean? That little Linda gives me a high five. She's funny. She's funny. All right. Lord, I just thank you for this time we've had together.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for the healing of miracles. I thank you for the things that were called out, for the prayers that went forth. I also thank you for a very special time of worship where we all sensed your presence in a deeper way. I thank you for all that is accomplished through this ministry and all of the ministries under the umbrella of Get 'Em Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we give you praise, all of the praise, actually, and glory and thanks. In our Savior's name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And I know we closed, but, you know, I still want to say you guys make it easy for me. Amen.
Aww, thank you.
So thank you. We love it. Just make it so easy. Hallelujah.
And I pray you get some rest and have a blessed night.
Yes.
And may the Holy Spirit and angels be all around you tonight, sister.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Love you all. Love all of you.
Love you.
Good night, everybody.
Good
Praise
night,
the Lord.
Everyone.
Amen.
God wants to heal you.
Yeah.
Everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.